Old School 100.3, Soulful Sunday. Joining Derek and myself right now is the star of Memphis, currently at the Walnut Street Theater, one of America's oldest theaters. We welcome Kimber Sprawl. How are you, Kimber?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Tell us, what is the plot behind the play Memphis?
So basically, it's based in the 1950s in Memphis, Tennessee, during the emerge of rock and roll music and race music and white people music, you know, it comes together. And Felicia, the character that I get to play, she's a singer. And she, you know, she knows she wants, you know, more, and she wants to sing this rock and roll music, but she doesn't really have any opportunities, one, because she's African-American, and two, because she's a woman, and three, because no one's really listening to this, you know, new sound yet. So she sings in her brother's club, Delray's Club, and Huey, the character I play opposite, who's played by Christopher Sutton, who's amazing, he comes to the club and he hears this music and he instantly falls in love and with the music. He calls it the music of his soul, and he just wants, you know, the sound to be heard. And so he basically gets a hold of this music and he brings it to the white community. Meanwhile, he falls in love with Felicia, and they basically kind of got together this racial gap in Tennessee, or, you know, or at least they try to, and the Mist, they just, you know, really love to, they fall in love with each other, and they just try to exist in this world that doesn't really want them to be yet.
So sex and race and rock and roll.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. How long have you been with the cast?
Well, we met back in March in Vero Beach, Florida, where we rehearsed 9 days, and we've been together ever since.
How long is the play run at how long does Memphis run at the Walnut Street Theater?
We are here for 2 more weeks till July 12th.
Okay. We want to encourage Philadelphians to get out tonight. I will be hosting a special discussion post the performance. I know you have a matinee as well, Kimber. And tell us a little something about you prior to coming to Memphis.
I graduated from the College Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati last year, where I majored in musical theater. And then I moved to New York, and I've been doing musical theater pretty much all my life. And this is kind of my first gig out of home, and I'm just really excited to be here and to tell this beautiful story here.
What a blessing to graduate from school, and then you have a starring role in a play that has done quite well, and now you're in the touring
straight
company.
To the stage.
Go,
from
girl!
School to stage.
Thank
I
you.
Love it.
Yeah, I've been really blessed. I'm really excited.
Absolutely.
You are. I can't wait to see you, Kimber. And congratulations. It's Memphis at the Walnut Street Theater.
If people want more information on showtimes, ticket prices, where can they go?
They can go to the website at walnutstreet.com or .org.
And if people want to learn more about you, Kimber, where can they find you on social media?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and I have a website coming soon.
Excellent. And give us your presence. Tell everybody how to spell your name.
K-I-M-B-E-R and the Sprawl, S-P-R-A-W-L.
Excellent.
Finder, Friender, Memphis the Play, the stage, the musical at the Walnut Street Theater now for another 2 weeks. If you need more info, log on walnutstreettheater.org. Kimber Sprawl, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success. Break a leg. Does people still say that in the artist, the stage world?
Yeah, you can say that. They always say that.
All right, just so it's not bad luck or not politically correct.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
All right, Kimber, thank you so much for joining Derek and myself on Old School 100.3.